drums, horns. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2014 Eater Awards. Hire me as one of those studio announcers. And applause, cue the applause. Andra Zeppelin, good morning.
Good morning. That was awesome.
Big open. You want a big open. This is big. You've been working on this thing all year. All these restaurants in Denver, the Denver area, have been competing for your favor, for you to say and write and tell other people nice things about them. But you had to settle on award winners, and now it's out.
That's right. We announced the winners yesterday. Last week we had sort of an all-week event of voting and testing people's opinions and how they matched with mine.
It's not just your opinion?
Well, the way it works is during the voting week, I, as the editor, nominate 5 restaurants for each of the categories we have.
Okay.
And then readers vote, and that narrows down the playing field to 3. And out of the top 3, no matter how many votes the 3 got, I get to pick the winner. So I think I agreed with the readers in 4 of the 5 categories. I think that was pretty big. And the names are out in all 5 categories. I think it's been a really hard year we've had for making these decisions,
yeah,
for narrowing down to just 5. We've had such growth for the dining scene this year.
Andra Zeppelin from denver.eater.com. Let's begin with the restaurant of the year. Your winner?
Our winner was Acorn, and that was a 5 restaurants that we nominated, and they got the most popular restaurant of the 5, and I agreed with that. Acorn had a, by and large, not just for Eater, but for every major publication and in the Denver area, they've had a really big year with great reviews and great acclaim.
Yep, they're over at In The Source, right, on Brighton Boulevard?
That's right, 3350 on Brighton Boulevard.
Yep, part of the Rhino neighborhood. Chef of the Year, who is Kelly Whitaker, your winner?
Kelly Whitaker is a chef that started with a restaurant in Boulder called Basta. Basta started as a pizzeria, sort of like pizzeria and wood-fired restaurant, and it grew into more of a wood-fired restaurant and pizzeria. So they sort of changed their focus about a year ago. And Kelly opened a small little pizzeria in the Rhino neighborhood as well in June of this year. Car driver, very popular with locals, very popular with industry people, small, quaint space and menu, very modern, very on point. Kelly also had a big year as a community leader. He was a big part of the Chefs Collaborative. They had a big conference in Boulder about 2 months ago that brought chefs from all over the country in, and he was a huge influence in bringing that group to Boulder.
The next category is so hot right now, representing 5 points, Rosenberg Bagels and Deli.
Yeah, Rosenberg's has been on fire pretty much since they opened.
It's those long lines on Sunday morning.
Definitely long lines on Sunday morning and busy, you know, throughout the day, every day of the week. Josh Pollock, who opened that, did an amazing job with the space, and I think he did a good job building community. He cooked his bagels at Gather in the Golden Triangle for, I think, about a year before he opened Rosenberg, and that built a little bit of a following for his bagels and his brand. And when he opened in 5 Points, I think it's a game changer for that neighborhood.
Let's mention the iconic Colorado Distillery. You mentioned Leopold Brothers for honorable mention, and now to Bartender of the Year, Sean Kenyon. Is it theatrics? Is he like flipping the shakers and,
you know,
singing?
It's not theatrics. It's not Casino. It's not Tom Cruise. it's very solid. Talk about a person who had just an epic year with every national award and recognition you can come up with. He is one of the owners at Williams and Graham in Lohi on 33rd and Tejon. Solid team, incredibly talented bartender, and great community person and great ambassador for the bartending and bar community in Denver and Colorado.
Lastly, what makes a Stone Cold Stunner?
Man, it's the design. You know, it's we just look at how a place looks, and we don't consider service. We don't consider their drinks or their wine or their food in any way, and just look at the design and the details that went into planning a space. And we had such amazing places this year. It was just a pleasure to put those together and look at those galleries. And, you know, we had the Nickel and Stoic and Genuine and our winner Cooper Lounge and Sardo's that just opened in Jefferson Park.
Where's the Cooper Lounge?
The Cooper Lounge is the bar that sits on top of Terminal Bar at Union Station. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit hidden from the public eye, but it's most certainly the most comfortable, spectacular, elegant space that I've seen this year. Sort of kind of a throwback to an earlier part of the century, European-influenced, beautiful furniture, beautiful details, even in their glassware and serving trays and cards, and just a stunning space. I highly recommend that for like a girls' night out or a little date spot hidden from like the big bustle of a busy bar.
Andra Zeppelin edits denver.eater.com. We'll post a link to the 2014 Eater Awards. Thanks for your input, and you know, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
That's right. I'm going to sacrifice myself. Thanks for having me on.
All right.